Victoria's health and hospital system is continuing to come under significant pressure, with thousands of healthcare workers forced to isolate as Omicron spreads through the community. The state government is considering making an emergency declaration, which could see cancelling holiday leave if worker shortages persist and rosters can't be filled. Soaring COVID-19 cases are crippling aged care facilities too, with the Nurses Union warning that staffing levels are getting dangerously low. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
COVID hospitalisations are growing in Victoria, but the pool of available healthcare workers is shrinking quickly. James Molino is the state's Deputy Premier.
The Premier was up yesterday talking about more than 4,000 workers on leave. I can tell you today it's more than 6,600 health service workforce who are unavailable to work right now. So this is a system under strain.
Annual leave accounts for some of those numbers, but more and more workers are having to isolate due to being a close contact or after testing positive to COVID-19 as Omicron cases rise. James Molino says the state's considering widespread measures, including a code brown, which is an emergency response used when capacity needs to be increased to meet a surge in demand. Such action could include cancelling workers' leave.
An individual hospital at any time can call a code brown for their hospital. But what we are doing is looking at what other measures are in place and whether we need a system-wide approach to some of those issues.
The Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation is warning staff numbers in aged care homes in several states are now dangerously low. Lorianne Sharp is the Acting Federal Secretary.
We have estimates that just over 1,800 staff are currently classified as active cases, and we can only assume that as Omicron is so running so rampant in the community that this is an underestimation.
She says the sheer numbers of staff on sick leave and furloughed puts residents at risk.
They're experiencing complete burnout. They're working under incredibly stressful circumstances. We've had reports of nurses and carers having to care for up to 40 patients alone. In some instances, we've had one nurse and two carers to 120 patients. This just is not safe, and as a consequence, there will be missed care.
Lorianne Sharp says some aged care workers are being asked to source and pay for their own rapid antigen tests due to a lack of availability. She says the federal government needs to ensure all aged care staff in Commonwealth facilities have access to testing, as well as addressing staff shortages.
First and foremost, this federal government needs to start listening to aged care workers, and they need to respect and look after the workforce that they currently have. Otherwise, they'll leave. The federal government really need to concentrate on a coordinated surge workforce plan that goes beyond just relying on private nursing agencies and relying on already exhausted staff to work double and in some instances triple shifts. There's been no coordinated plan by the federal government in private aged care to address this, despite having warnings, despite going through the most horrendous experience in 2020, where we tragically saw 678 lives lost.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for the Department of Health says aged care is being prioritised for rapid antigen tests, with 5.6 million tests delivered since August. The department's also deployed 585 workers to assist with shortages at active outbreak sites.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.